Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And on the text line, where we're going next, I think this texture's right on the money. I was a sports radio listener for years, no more. Once the whole BLM thing started, I turned to you guys. I only watch European soccer, where politics are not allowed. Really? Isn't this amazing? Megyn Kelly's scathing interview with Mark Cuban, must see. Yes, you're going to hear a clip from that coming up. This person saying Mark Cuban supports communist China 100%. Why would you not? When this is your bread and butter. You're going to hear more about this, in fact, very quickly. See, I think this is one of the dangers of the place we are in the country. I mean, we've come to a place, we are the goose that lays the golden egg. And people are now turning their weapons of warfare against the goose, and they still want the eggs. That's what's going on here. They're going to bleed every single egg they possibly can out of this republic. They are making money. They're making a fortune. At the same time, demonizing the very country they live in. It makes no sense. The path that they are promoting is not sustainable. If you don't even believe in your own country, at some point, there's going to be a day of reckoning. I want you to listen to Mark Cuban. Because he really demonstrates where so many of these folks are. They're conflicted because of their love of money. And I would dare say their love of money transcends their love of country. There's really no other way to put it. I'm not just singling out Mark Cuban. I'm sure there are millions more in this country in the very same place, selling this country out for a dollar. That's really what this is about. So I want you to hear this conversation. This, again, was with Megyn Kelly. This is a compilation of some of the remarks that Mark Cuban made in how the NBA is dealing with China. Listen up.
When it comes to human rights, I'm against all human rights violations around the world. China,
including the ones in China?
China is not the only country with human rights violations.
Right, but do you condemn the genocide that's going on right now in China toward the Uyghurs?
I condemn all human rights violations.
Why can't you be specific?
Yes, because the way proclamations work in this country, the minute you say them anywhere, you're going to use this as a headline. Cuban says this, this, and this.
What's wrong with that headline? Cuban condemns ethnic cleansing in China.
Because I got to deal with the troll bus then.
Why would the NBA take $500 million plus from a country that is engaging in ethnic cleansing?
So basically you're saying that nobody should do business with China ever. They are a customer. They are a customer of ours. And guess what, Megan? I'm okay with doing business with China.
Oh, he's pretty much laid out where he is, hasn't he? And you notice, what do I always tell you about in this broadcast? To be very careful about false binary choices. Well, so I guess we shouldn't do any business with China. Nobody said that. The question is, do you have to sell out your soul to do business with China? What's more important to you? Is there a place you will not go in your relationship with China? These are questions that people need to ask. And frankly, you probably need to ask these questions before you get money. Because now, the NPA is billions of dollars indebted. Why do they find themselves in this place? Because they're a business. And they care more about the almighty dollar. So principals, who needs those? What are those about? You know, those are so, you know, 20th century. So this question was put to Jason Whitlock. Why in the world would you want to appease China? Here's Mr. Whitlock.
Because China is their number one market that the NBA is interested in. America is not the NBA's priority. China is. And that's why, and Tucker, I'm not very political at all. I'm just not. But right. President Trump's America First agenda, this is what he's talking about. American companies, the NBA, being hijacked by foreign influence. This is what's happening to our country. I'm so glad it's being exposed in the NBA because it's an opportunity to educate the average American sports fan or whatever so you can finally understand what this foreign influence is doing to our country. They've turned a patriotic cultural event into an anti-American protest in the NBA and to some degree the NFL. We've got to put a stop to this.
Isn't this amazing? So think about this for a moment. Here's the country that gives you the opportunity for prosperity, and you're going to appease the folks who want to destroy the country. And at the same time, you're appeasing communist dictators in China. You want to talk about human rights abuses? There is no human rights abuse comparable in the United States. Nothing happens here in the United States of America that gets anywhere close to what goes on in China. Do you hear what he said, though? That's their number one market. You know, I kind of look at this, and this is no analogy is ever perfect, but it reminds me of the Democrat Party's relationship with blacks and Hispanics. Now, follow with me on this a moment. They have the assumption and presumption that blacks are going to vote Democrat no matter what. Well, they're not going to go vote for the Republicans. So they think they've got you. They don't care about you anymore. They don't need to appease you. What they're after now are Hispanics. That's the future. That is their future. Hispanics. And by the way, if we want to bring the abortion issue again, why is it that black Americans perhaps are not as important a voting base anymore? Because we've aborted so many of them in a number of our major cities. There are more abortions among blacks than there are live births. Think about that for a moment. More abortions than live births. White people did not do that to us. We have done that to ourselves, aided by white people who have nothing but contempt for us. And we still have not figured that out yet. They don't care about us. They really don't. This is exactly what's going on in what I'm describing about the NBA. One more bit. Jason Whitlock addressing the hypocrisy of the NBA. Here's his last comment.
Look, there, China has 1.4 billion citizens. China is spending a lot of money trying to undermine America and American culture. This is what communist-run countries do. They smear the West and America as racist. Meanwhile, they are 1,000 times more racist than America. 1,000 times.
Exactly.
Again, this is a pet issue for me, a major issue for me, because I played football at Ball State. I'm a supporter of the school. We had a young man arrested, black young man, former football player, arrested in China on some bogus charges, spent 3 years inside a Chinese prison, cost me and others money to get him home. This whole thing of like, hey, we can't say anything about China, but we're going to blast America It's hypocritical. It's dangerous. It's treasonous, and it needs to stop.
Amen to that. I especially want to hear with you, from you NBA fans or former fans.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Back on the broadcast, getting good thoughts on the NBA. Especially want to hear from you NBA fans, or maybe former NBA fans for that matter. We'll get your perspective on what's happening and how they seem to be reversing course for next season. Maybe a lesson learned? Time will tell. Robert in Charlotte, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, Vince. I appreciate you taking my phone call. I've been saying this for the last several months when all this has been transpiring with the NBA. Adam Silver, the commissioner, under his leadership, they've painted themselves into a corner here, and now they're trying to get themselves out of the corner. Find it very troubling, the remarks from Mark Cuban. Yeah, he's entitled to his own opinion, and yes, there are other countries that treat their people as bad as China does, Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, all those countries. Mark Cuban, I find it kind of troubling that, he's not willing to, basically they've sold their soul to China. And I think the NBA also realizes that if the NBA does not survive here in the United States, their plan B, if you will, is China, because they know there's a huge TV contract waiting for them over there. So there's a lot of hypocrisy involved here. And that includes with Nike also and all of that. So it'll be interesting to see how they get out of this one, because with the ratings dipping at 70%, I think that they know that they're in trouble now. And I appreciate you taking my phone call.
Hey, thank you very much, Robert. Let's go out to Johnny next in Charlotte. Good morning, Johnny.
Hi, Vince. Thanks for taking my call. I reckon these guys are at the bottom of Mount Sinai worshiping the golden calf. but on a similar vein, South African cricket and rugby are now supporting Black Lives Matter.
Are you serious?
12,000 miles from their shores. That in our country, where we do not even play rugby and cricket, and they are supporting it. They'll support BLM, but they won't support the five farmers that are going to be attacked daily, and one that will be murdered every week. They do not even support the hand that feeds them. This is how crazy the world has gone.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting about this? You've really hit on something quite intriguing, that this can be, you can take this situation and step out of America, and you can go all around the world and find the same thing, because the, well, let's just say, the communist socialist movement is, it really knows no boundaries and no loyalty to country. That's really the bottom line.
Absolutely, and they've got the international media behind them, and they know it.
You're absolutely right about that. I can tell there's an accent there. What's your background?
I happen to also come from South Africa originally.
Okay.
But I've been in the States for 25 years.
25 years. Yeah, yeah, it's interesting to watch what has happened here, and I think we've talked with you before on this program.
Yes, but, you have. Thank you very much.
I appreciate your call there, Johnny. The tragedy, again, of this is how, you know, I think back to my reading. It's probably been 2 years ago when I did a deep dive into communism, and I read a bunch of books on communism. And one of the things that really intrigued me, and I'm kind of repeating this for those of you who were along for the ride then, one of the observations I made that it was interesting to me as I read about the people, some of whom influenced Barack Obama, it was the fact that they weren't interested so much in developing their own brand of American communism. Their loyalty was to the Soviet Union. That's who they were reporting to. If you look back through the history of communism in this country, that was the motherland. And you see, even to this day, the people who have gone to the Soviet Union or gone to Cuba, who somehow believe these places are like Mecca, you need to understand why. That's the motherland. So their devotion isn't to America. It's to a set of ideas and values that are frankly anti-American. That's how this works. Which is what makes this particular election so, so powerful and so important. And I see my troller is back and quite busy today. Since you claim to stand against extreme partisan bias, yet your extreme hatred of Trump permeates everything you say. Your hypocrisy is of a kind seldom seen in radio hosts, and it's clear to see to any veteran radio listener. Well, Mr. Walt, you clearly have problems hearing. I would suggest you go to someone, an eye, ear, nose, and throat specialist, perhaps, can help you out. I don't know what else to say. I really don't. Because it is unfortunate. You, like many others, have some serious issues with the truth. I'm not devoted to a person, a personality. Just being very, very attempting to be focused on a set of values and truth. And wherever that takes me, that's where I go. Let's see what's happened here in this story. So we've got to, do you remember that story? We have a development in this story from a few months ago. You remember the white woman who called 911 on the black Central Park bird watcher? Apparently some new information has come out from a first court appearance today. There was a first court appearance for her today. They're saying now, the woman who's broadly criticized for calling police on this bird watcher in Central Park, leading to a criminal charge against her, called police a second time and further lied that he tried to assault her. I hope this woman gets the book thrown at her completely. There's just no excuse for this. There really isn't. Just throw the freaking book at the woman. To do that once is bad enough. To call a second time, we learn to lie even more. Just throw the book at the woman. What can we do? Also on the text line, I was a huge NBA and NFL fan for years myself. Slowly over time, due to all their preaching, SJW preaching, I am totally done with them all. No longer waste my time on any of their games. And I have several friends who have all boycotted them. I get more done around my house now, which makes the wife very, very happy. And when I need a sports fix, I watch golf or hockey. Never watched either of these in my entire life until now. I don't see me ever returning to watch the NBA or NFL anytime soon. Congratulations, NBA. You're proud of yourselves? NFL, proud of yourselves? If China's so great for the NBA, they should move the entire league over there. Many wouldn't even notice. What is the NBA anymore? The players pick where they want to play, not a democratic league. That's why they call him King James. Another texter would like to know, where will this USA be 20 years from now? Boy, that's a very good question. This texter, this is a pretty sad perspective. Have black babies grow up and be killed by cops? No, let's be honest. It's more likely he's going to be killed by another black person. Let's just be real about this. That is, if he even makes it out of the womb, being killed by his black mother. I'm just saying, let's be honest about what is more likely. Politics aside, stay with us.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't even remember what I said. This texter says, wow, Vince, I'm no snowflake, but that was kind of harsh. What did I say? You're probably aware of it and have already read it. The book Naked Communists by Cleo Skousen, the best expose ever on the evils of communism. Yes, I read that book. That was powerful. Scary. It was absolutely powerful. Buck Sexton sending this out as a tweet just a few minutes ago. I love it. ACB should send a bill to Senate Judiciary Democrats for the free week-long class in constitutional law that she's giving them. Isn't that great? Isn't that true? She is schooling these morons because they're really not very bright at all. They're just not. Let's talk about 2020. I'm just going to be honest with you. I am very nervous. Very nervous about Election Day. I have the sense, there's a part of me that kind of thinks, well, this thing might be kind of close. I kind of wonder whether it might just break big for one side or the other. I'm kind of concerned, especially if it's the other, if you know what I mean. James Carville, also known as Serpent Head, I think that is the description given by Rush Limbaugh. He had a discussion about this on 11th Hour on MSNBC. You've been hearing a lot of speculation that this could be not just election night, could be election week, election month, election year. This could go on for a while. James Carville has a very different perspective on this, and I think it's worth listening to, whether you agree or disagree. Here is what he had to say.
Absolutely. We'll have Florida in election night. We'll have North Carolina in. But that's the three counties that I could look at and say. I think a good bit of Georgia would be in. So Ohio. We're going to know, not only are we going to know election night, we're going to know 10:30 Eastern. This thing is not, it's not going to be close. We're going to know early. I'm not in any panic whatsoever. I mean, I'm just on edge because the stakes are so high, but I feel very good about where the Democrats are, and I probably see as much polling as anybody in the country. And if anything, it continues to improve. And, you know, I kind of thought that natural gravity would take it down, but that doesn't seem to be happening as of yet. And we got 3 weeks before we go to post, and I'm ready to go. And I think we're going to know. I anticipate opening a bottle of champagne. Brian, maybe I'll share it with you by distance.
James Carville making this prediction. This Democratic strategist talking about why he's not worried about things on November 3rd. By the way, he is anticipating a Democrat win for Joe Biden, and he believes they will also end up controlling both chambers of Congress. So he thinks they will be able to celebrate in time for Brian Williams' 11 o'clock program on election night. I hope this is not the case. I also remind you, I don't even remember who did the poll, but this poll came out several weeks ago. One of the poll questions was, do you prefer divided government, as in a president of one party and the House and Senate controlled by one or both parties? Do you prefer divided government, or do you prefer one party having everything? Do you remember hearing about that a few weeks ago? There's actually a poll that indicated that people want one party to control everything. So, along those lines, election night is going to be very interesting. I want to know, just your gut feeling, what are your perspectives on how this is looking right now? Certainly all of the polls that we're seeing, even the most friendly to conservatives, I would be referring to Rasmussen, for instance, all of them indicating the president's behind and has some room to make up. In fact, here's a headline from Rasmussen. Slightly more than half of voters still say they are more likely to vote against President Trump. And this has not changed over a year of surveying by Rasmussen. A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds 46% of likely U.S. voters are more likely to vote for Trump in the 2020 presidential election, 52% more likely not to. 46, 52. It's not a good number. Now, some of you are going to manifest, you're just a Trump hater, just bringing bad news, fake news. No, I'm just realistic. Just realistic. And the truth of the matter is, I don't think, at the end of the day, anybody really knows. But I do know this. The president better pull out all the stops between now and election day, because this, there's a lot at stake here. I think all of you know that. And I do have concerns about cheating. And I do have concerns about mischief, about efforts to affect the election with absentee ballots and mail-in ballots. And this is disturbing. Welder friend here. With the election, I'm nervous, and on election night, I will have every one of my guns fully loaded, just for precautionary reasons. You've got to tell me what you are thinking. And I'm hearing that some cities are already making plans for election night out of concern for what may happen. This texter, more confident, Vince, based on my calculations, Trump will get 71 million votes. 362 Electoral College votes. Hopefully so. You know the other scenario I thought of? What if we have a situation? What if we do have a situation again where the president wins the Electoral College but loses the popular vote? I think that is going to drive people crazy again, which is their problem. Vince, please. The polls were wrong in 2016. They're wrong again. Just look at the rallies. The rallies alone will tell you. Look at those yard signs. They will tell you. Please tell the truth. Well, we're not going to know the truth. The truth is not going to be evident until Election Day. So there's that. Stay with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we have some breaking news to tell you about. Are you ready for this one? I mean, this goes into the serious yet comical category. I say serious yet comical because this is truthful and it's very legitimate. It's probably not going to go anywhere. Let's be honest. Here's the headline from Daily Wire. House Republican introduces resolution to remove Pelosi as Speaker over mental capacity. Recent actions call into question her own mental fitness. Imagine that. A House Republican has introduced a resolution calls for the removal of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says lacks the mental fitness for the job. As you know, Ms. Pelosi is 81, a career politician who served in the House 33 years, third in line succession for the presidency, two heartbeats away from the White House. Doug Collins finds that unacceptable. He's a Republican. It's clear Nancy Pelosi does not have the mental fitness to serve as Speaker of the House of Representatives. I'm introducing a resolution to push for her removal. He introduced this resolution. Nancy Pelosi's unwillingness to abide by the Constitution, combined with her recent actions, call into question her own mental fitness, he wrote on Twitter. It's critical the House of Representatives demand her removal from the line of succession, saying she's unable to adequately serve as Speaker of the House and should therefore be removed from her position. Yeah. With her as Speaker of the House, where's this going to go? Nowhere. We were talking earlier about the NBA. This texter says, hey, Vince, talking about the NBA, I was always a huge Lakers fan. Grew up watching Magic, Kareem, enjoyed Shaq, Kobe. I was excited at the thought of another championship. But this year, couldn't even watch, and didn't care. Pretty much a sentiment shared by many. This texter saying Pelosi's only getting what she dished out, and could see it happen for sure. Yeah, wouldn't it be great if the Republicans win back the House and send this woman packing? I'm going to make a prediction. Can I make a prediction? Here at 11:51... on October 14th, I'm making the prediction, if Republicans stun America by winning back the House, Nancy Pelosi will retire. That's my bet. And why not? She wouldn't be in charge anymore. she can just go and retire and spend all her time doing what she does best, getting clandestine hair jobs and facelifts, whatever it is she wants to spend the rest of her days doing. And John adds, riding that broom. Don't you love that I told on you, Mr. Johnny?
You just outed me. That's cool.
Let's take a look at the day in history as we travel down to our upstate studio and our good friend, Mr. Reitzel. How you doing today, man?
I am so glad to be here with you, Vince.
The pleasure is all mine. Total of 7 questions. I hope I can provide some great clues here. Beginning this one, 1651, Massachusetts passes a law making it a crime for the poor to adopt this type of dress. It's really kind of logical. It's kind of dumb to make this a law. But think about it. You're poor. How should you not dress?
Like you're rich?
Wig, there. We'll give that to you. Excessive styles of dress is what it says. It was actually made a crime.
So if you're on welfare, don't go out and buy those Nikes.
Don't get me started. 1926, A.A. Milne publishes this. One of the most famous children's book series in history, I would think. It's a bear.
Winnie the Pooh.
You are correct. 1930, this woman stunned audiences holding a high C for 16 bars while singing I've Got Rhythm during the Broadway debut of Gershwin's Girl Crazy.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, this goes way back, way before our time. No, it's Ethel Merman.
Okay, I know who Ethel Merman.
Yeah, I knew you would. Chuck Yeager, he broke this in the Bell X-1 rocket plane.
Sound barrier.
Sound barrier is correct. 1962, this crisis began as our U-2 spy planes catch Russians installing Soviet-made missiles in this particular country.
Cuba. What?
Cuba. The Cuban Missile Crisis is correct. 1964, for a change, someone who really did deserve the Nobel Peace Prize, a civil rights leader. Who was it? 1964.
Martin Luther King.
You are correct. It was MLK. And we go back to the year 1957 for this number one hit. Can you name the artist who did this song? Wake up,
little Susie, wake up. Ding, ding, ding. The Everly Brothers.
You're absolutely correct. That was their first number one song, by the way. No, I'm not. You're a music man. I figured you would know this stuff. You got it together. Quick thing. Here's a story out about drive-thrus. There's a survey done about drive-thru restaurants. Who do you think was found to have the slowest drive-thru? It may shock you.
I know who has the slowest. It would be Chick-fil-A, and everyone will say, oh, no, no, it's the fastest. There's a reason why there's lines out to the street.
Yes, they do have the slowest. They're the most popular, but they're the slowest, according to a new study. First place among 10 popular fast food chains, a first place ranking in accuracy, customer service, and taste, but they got the slowest drive-through, an average of 488.8 seconds, or just over 8 minutes. KFC, the fastest drive-through, 283 seconds, or just under 5 minutes. So, can lick your fingers on that one. Have a good day, folks. God bless you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.